تشاط البيت. Rise and shine, folks. Happy Saturday morning. You are listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick, 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM on your dial. Central Vermont Community Radio. Happy Saturday, everybody. It's time for Amy's Kids Show, and we are going to have so much fun again today. I have the best lineup of music ever. I think it's ever than ever before, because of course we are celebrating one of the most wonderful types of creatures on the planet. But first, let me tell you that community support for Amy's Kids Show is provided in part by Woodbury Mountain Toys, featuring a selection of toys and games for kids of all ages. Located at 24 State Street in Montpelier, Vermont, more information about Woodbury Mountain Toys can be found at woodburymountaintoys.com. Come in and play with us. That's what I say. That's what Woodbury Mountain Toys says. And that's what the dogs say. Do you hear the dogs? Well, they're here every Saturday, and that is just like a dog, isn't it? I know, guys. It's just like a dog to be so faithful and show up every week with a big smile on their face, right? And a wagging tail. That's the dog-like spirit, and that is what we are celebrating today, our best friends, the dogs. And, you know, last year I celebrated dogs. We had a whole episode about dogs, and I had Ralph here from The Muppet Show, and he sang a song about lonely dogs. He basically was trying to tell us that there weren't enough songs about dogs. And it was true. When I did that episode last year, I had a difficult time, actually, finding enough dog music to fill a show. Well, things change, guys, because since then, I have been going through the stacks here and continued to go through the stacks here of CDs in the children's section. I'm almost done, but I'm still not done. I still have a bunch more to go, and by now, I have gone through so many CDs that guess what? We are going to have a whole show of just dog music. Is that crazy or what? Is that hard to believe? We went from having hardly any dog songs last summer to now I have more dog songs than I can find time to play in one show. So we're going to squeeze in as much as we can. We're going to be celebrating dog names. We're going to be celebrating dog ways. You know, some of them are more pleasant than others. You know, sometimes they run off. Sometimes they chew things. Sometimes they howl when we don't want them to. We are also going to celebrate a couple of flying elephants. I believe there are two references to flying elephants. What do they have to do with dogs? I don't know, but I can't wait to find out. Thanks for joining me.
Bingo. Pinda was five, we owned the most talented doggy alive. Though the tricks that he mastered were cause for acclaim, he also possessed a remarkable name.
A remarkable name, you'll say? What was the name?
Harrison Garrison Bobblety B, Cornelius Aurelius Rover McGee, Daniel Nathaniel Hooligan Flea, Horowitz Huntington Climber McTree, Snooper O'Flaherty Jumper Kerplop, Harrington Errington Thaddeus Hop, Hopperty Hoppity Archibald Bain, the dog with the longest name in the world. The dog with the longest name. We saw him, we both were aware that here was a doggy with talent to spare. We tossed him a bone, to the kitchen he flew, tied on an apron and made us a stew. We built him a doghouse out by the shed. We taught him to sweep it and make his own bed. We taught him to typewrite, we taught him to bake, to play the piano and handle a rake. Though the tricks that he mastered were cause for acclaim, he also possessed a remarkable name.
The most extraordinary story I ever heard. You mean to say that dog could actually play the piano?
Harrison Garrison Bobblety B, Cornelius Aurelius Rover McGee, Daniel Nathaniel Hooligan Flea, Horowitz Huntington Climber McTree, Snooper O'Flaherty Jumper Kerplop, Harrington Errington Thaddeus Hop, Hopperty Hoppity Archibald Bain, the dog with the longest name in the world. The dog with the longest name. We taught him to jump, we taught him to speak impeccable English inside of a week. When we took him to school, this diminutive creature outshone everybody, including the teacher. She asked for a river that started with G. At the blackboard, he listed 103. When she held up a tidbit and told him to speak, he replied not in English, but in Latin and Greek. Though the tricks that he mastered were cause for acclaim, he also possessed a remarkable name.
Mr. Cobb, would you mind if I tried that name?
Go right ahead, Mr. Brown.
Harrison Garrison Bobblety B, Cornelius Aurelius Rover McGee, Daniel Nathaniel Hooligan Flea, Horowitz Huntington Climber McTree, Snooper O'Flaherty Jumper Kerplop, Harrington Errington Thaddeus Hop, Hopperty Hoppity Archibald Bame, the dog with the longest name.
Now let's everybody dance around and bark like dogs. Come on, everybody be a dog. Come on, everybody be a dog. We taught him gin rummy. The dog was astute. He not only learned it, but he beat us to boot. We taught him to mambo. At night in disguise, he entered a contest and won the first prize. He mastered astronomy, botany too. There was hardly a thing that the dog couldn't do. Amazed by his genius, we enrolled him at Yale, where he died of the croup. That's the end of my tale.
Oh, that's a very sad ending. Although the weather in New Haven is notoriously damp, I remember in my undergraduate days, now that was a...
Harrison Garrison Bobblety B, Cornelius Aurelius Rover McGee,
Daniel Nathaniel Hooligan Flea,
Horowitz Huntington Climber McTree,
Snooper O'Flaherty Jumper Kerplop,
Harrington Errington Thaddeus Hop, Hopperty Hoppity Archibald Bane, the dog with the longest name. The dog with the longest name.
I won't be going out today. I'll stay home if I please. This animal's falling from the clouds. Here comes my pet Maltese. There goes Donnie's dash hound like a hot dog in the sky. And Cindy's cuddly calicoes like a rainbow floating by. It's a great day for Donnie.
ducklings, a great day for frogs, but a bad day for people, it's raining cats and dogs. Timmy's little terrier is slippery when it's wet, and Randy's red setter is a sight I won't forget. Peter's little Pekingese is blowing in the breeze. See Susie's little Siamese dip drying in a tree. It's a great day for ducklings, a great day for frogs, but a bad day for people, it's raining cats and dogs. There are poodles in the puddles. I've got a pet store in my yard. Watch out, Mr. Postman. Here comes Sarah St. Bernard. Woof, woof. It's a great day for ducklings, great day for frogs, but a bad day for people. It's raining cats and dogs.
Named Joe. He's brown and very sweet, except he chews up all my shoes, so I have got bare feet.
Hey, you little brown dog named Joe, I had shoes all in a row. Now they're gone, where did they go? You say you don't know. But why do you look so satisfied? Why do you look so fat? Why are you sneaking out the door? Why are you looking at me like that? Why don't you go chase the cat? Sing, hey Joe, what do you know? You got sole and heel and toe. Why do you choose to chew my shoes? A little brown dog named Joe. You sneak up on my sneakers and leave nothing but a single lace. My ballet shoe, all pink and new, vanished without a trace. My party shoes I seldom use, they kind of pinch my toes. When you read the menu, you said I'll take two of those. And why do you look so satisfied? Why do you lick your chops? Why do you choose to eat my shoes like they were lollipops? The fun just never stops. Sing, hey Joe, what do you know? You've got soul and heel and toe. Why do you choose to chew my shoes? A little brown dog named Joe. Hey Joe, you little brown dog, you are in disgrace. In fact, you are in the doghouse. Wipe that innocent look off your furry face. I had some lovely snow boots, that is still they were chosen. Joe had a lovely leather breakfast, now my toes are frozen. One day he found my tap shoes, he thought they tasted strange. Then he found my cowboy boots and now he rides the range. Hey Joe, your little round dog, I think you live to eat. Your favorite dish is most delish, it's footwear nice and sweet. But I have got bare feet. Sing, hey Joe, what do you know? You've got sole and heel and toe. Though you choose to chew my shoes, I still love you so. Go, your little brown dog, go. Hey Joe, what do you know? You've got sole and heel and toe. Why do you choose to chew my shoes? A little brown dog named Joe. Hey Joe, what do you know? You've got sole and heel and toe. Though you choose to chew my shoes, I still love you so. Now go, you little dog, you go. Thank you.
Okay, Joe, can we try that one more time, please? All right, ready? Okay, take two. Yep, that was good, Joe. Was it good for you? Great. Okay, that's a wrap.
Here, boy. Time to go.
Me and my dog going out for a stroll. Me and my dog and my fishing pole. The sky is blue, the trout are jumping. He's by the door, his tail is thumping. When we're coming down the lane, I go swish, 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 and he goes wiggle, waggle, wiggle. Me and my dog just a-walking away.
Come on.
Me and my dog just greeting the day. The fields are gold, the bees are humming. The sun is warm, the summer's coming. When we step, it's like a dance. I go tap, 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 and he goes ticky, tacky, ticky. Best of friends, we love each other. That's how it should be. Taking care of one another. I love him, he loves me. The best. Me and my dog just breathing the air. Me and my dog, we're a comical pair. Rain or shine, he'll be muddy. I don't care, he's my buddy. When we hop across the stream, I go tip, tip, toe, and he goes splishy, splashy, splishy.
Hey, you got me wet.
Me and my dog, just me and my dog.
Come on, let's go.
Me and my dog, just me and my dog. Wow, 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 wow. Wag, 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 wag.
Oh, come here, boy.
Me and my dog, just me and my dog. Just me and my dog.
Doggy in the window, the one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window, the one with the waggly tail? How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want
want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. You can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
Thank you. So long and farewell to my puppy dog friends. We've had some good times, but here's where it ends. I don't wanna chase rabbits and I don't wanna play. I just came here to tell you that I'm going away. We've been running in circles, enough is enough. Staying around is just rough, rough, rough. So long, doggies, doggies, goodbye. I'm going away and I'm telling you why. I'm tired of barking up the wrong, wrong tree. I've got places to go and places to see, and that's why I'm saying so long, doggies, goodbye. Oh, why do you hound dogs just howl at the moon? I'm leaving today and I'm changing my tune. I'm looking for something, I don't know what. So starting today, I'm a traveling mutt. I've gotta move on, for it's sad, but it's true. I'm 6 years old, but I feel 42. Oh, so long, doggies, doggies, goodbye. I'm going away, and I'm telling you why. I'm tired of barking up the wrong, wrong tree. I've got places to go and places to see, and that's why I'm saying so long, doggies, goodbye. You can't have respect for a dog that begs. A dog needs to stand on its own four legs. I'm not looking for someone to throw me a bone. I'm my own dog now, I can make it alone. Well, I'm leaving my collar, I'm leaving my tags. I'm bringing a dream and a tail that wags. My heart is warm and my nose is still cold. I want to get around before I grow too old. I'm taking my leave and I'm showing you how. When you make an exit, take a bow, wow, wow. Oh, so long, doggies, doggies, goodbye. I'm going away and I'm telling you why. I'm tired of barking up the wrong, wrong tree. I've got places to go and places to see. I'm a lone dog rover and I have to run free. I'm my own dog rover. I belong to me. No digging through cans. I've got bigger plans. No garbage, bon voyage. So long, doggone.
I go out walking under the stars. Sometimes I see Jupiter and sometimes Mars. With my best friend,
she's a dog.
My best friend,
but she eats like a hog.
My best friend,
she's my dog.
My best friend. At the beach I like jumping in the waves. I make sandcastles and they wash away. My best friend,
she's my dog.
My best friend,
but she eats like a hog.
My best friend,
she's my dog.
My best friend. I rub her belly and I scratch her back. I give her love and she gives it back. 'Cause she's my best friend,
she's my dog.
My best friend,
but she eats like a hog.
And now, a song about my dog pal entitled My Dog Pal by Arthur Reed, Mr. Ratburn's class. My dog pal is better than all the rest. His doggy face makes any place the absolute best. Like dogs of a feather, we belong together.
Boring. Don't you want people to like your song?
Well, yeah.
Then sing about what people like. People like elephants. And you need an instrument that says elephant. Here, use this tuba. Tuba rocks.
My elephant pal was born upstairs and fell through the ceiling. You shouldn't keep an elephant up there. If you must have an elephant, keep it in the basement, because that's too much weight to keep upstairs.
Hold it, hold it. That didn't happen. If you're going to sing about stuff that didn't happen, why not make it science fiction? Science fiction is very popular. Could be a big hit.
A big hit?
My elephant.
My elephant.
Was born.
An elephant would weigh less on the moon, but would not float to the ceiling. You need accurate facts. Here, use my elephant research.
Loxodonta, genus Loxodonta, Loxodonta, that's a pachyderm.
Stop, stop, stop! I don't understand that. And if I don't, other people sure won't. People understand country music. Make it colorful with stripes and hats. Something you can dance to. Then everyone will love your song, Arthur.
A boy found a missing elephant. Its owner was so grateful, she said.
You deserve a big reward.
He chose an elephant puppy, one with lots of stripes. It would never be ignored. Yeehaw! Now this little boy can go home and enjoy his own personal striped elephant. Now you all will see how happy he can be here on planet Schmelephant.
Arthur, I looked it up. There is no such planet as Schmelephant.
None of the other planets rhyme with elephant. But the rest of the song's good, right? Right?
I don't know what this song is about.
It's about my dog, Pal.
Huh?
It used to go like this. My dog, Pal, is better than all the rest. His doggy face makes any place the absolute best. Like dogs of a feather, we belong together, me and my dog pal.
Hey, that's not bad. I like it.
Why didn't you sing that in the first place?
I did, but DW said it was boring.
I think I hear Mom calling. Bye.
Sing it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to hear it again, start the track over. I'm exhausted.
There's nothing like a dog on which you can depend. A dog is always there to be your loyal friend. A dog will want to hear about your rotten day. And when you're feeling better, she'll always want to play. There's nothing like a dog, nothing like a dog. But if you can't have a dog, there's always a hamster. If you have an allergy, a hamster's the answer. He stays up all night, keeping you awake, running in his wheel and planning his escape. And when he's finally free, he'll hide in the couch, sit down to watch TV, little hamster teeth go ouch. But there's nothing like a dog when you are feeling down, when no one has the time, your dog's always around. At night when you are sleepy, he'll climb up on your bed, and you can fall asleep, scratching on his head.
nothing like a dog, nothing like a dog. But if you can't have a dog, there's always a reptile, a lizard, or a gecko is sure to make your mom smile, lie around all day, basking in the sun. But when you want to play, he really isn't fun. Still, he probably won't get loose and bite you on the fanny. Put him to good use when you want to scare your granny. But there's nothing like a dog, just like Scooby-Doo, to go on an adventure, a big explore with you. And when you come home stinky, smelling like a hog, just give your mom a winky and blame it on your dog. There's nothing like a dog, nothing like a dog. But if you can't have a dog, there's always a tarantula. If you live in an apartment or even a big ranch, tarantulas are neat. They don't make any noise. They're really good for scaring naughty girls and boys. They don't need a leash. They don't need a collar. Put them in your cousin's bed and listen to him holler.
Did you do it? Did you do it?
Yes, I did.
Where'd you put it? Where'd you put it?
I put it on his pillow. Now be quiet.
Oh, this is gonna be so good. I wish I could take a picture.
Right about now, it should be crawling right up.
There's nothing like a dog. Nothing like a dog.
Bowser, stay. Good dog.
I'm hounded by heartache. I unleash my mournful
Chase the brown dog, he really doesn't mind. If it were raining cats and dogs, they might be hard to find. Ding dong, dog. Run and chase the brown dog, he isn't what he seems. See him in the park today, you'll see him in your dreams. Ding dong, dog. Run and chase the brown dog, you know he likes to run. When it's raining cats and dogs, the dogs have all the he really doesn't mind. If it were raining cats and dogs, he might be hard to find.
Myself a little dog, and his color it was brown. Throw him in a music box just to sail the world around. Legs they were 14 yards long, and his ears they were so broad. Around the world in a half a day, upon him I would ride. myself a spotted horse and it took me everywhere. Fields, fountains, mountains, streams where he did not care. Took me to those places where kings and queens do go. One night he even snuck into my room, took me down to Mexico. Sing, Terry, all day. Sing, autumn to May. Well, I bagged myself a little dog, and his color, it was brown. I put him in a music box just to sail the world around. His legs, they were 14 yards long, and his ears, they were so broad. Around the world in a half a day, upon him I would ride. Sing, Terry, all day. Sing, autumn to May. Of a little dog and his color it was brown. Oh, I threw him in a music box just to sail the world around. His legs they were 14 yards long and his ears they were so broad. Around the world in a half a day upon him I would ride. Oh, sing Terry all day. Oh, sing seven spotted horse and it took me everywhere. Fields, fountains, mountains, streams where he did not care. Took me to those places where kings and queens do go. One night he even snuck into my room, took me down to Mexico. Sing, Terry, all day. Won't you sing? Autumn to May. Sing, sing, sing. Sing, sing, autumn to May. Sing, 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 Terry all day. Sing, 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 autumn to May. Sing, Terry all day. Sing, autumn to May.
Got a dog from the pound. They brought the puppy home and it followed him around. What's his name, Henry? He said, woof, I suppose. When they asked, how'd you know? He said, woof told me so. A boy and his dog, a boy and his dog. No better friends than a boy and his dog. A boy and his dog, a boy and his dog. Boy and his dog. When Henry played ball, he liked to take Wolf along. No way to say why, but it made him play strong. He felt tall in the saddle with Wolf by his side, or sitting in the basket of his bike on a ride. Henry's best friend was a girl named Mary Sue. She could throw a ball farther than anyone he knew. When Wolf saw Mary Sue, then his little tail would curl, and she had to agree he was the best dog in the world. A boy and his dog, a boy and his dog. No better friends than a boy and his dog. A boy and his dog, a boy and his dog. Boy and his dog. look on her face he'd never seen there before. She looked happy and sad. She looked worried and glad. She said, Henry, I've got a dog too. Tell me, are you mad? Henry said, heck no. A girl and her dog, a girl and her dog. No better friends than a girl and her dog. A girl and her dog, a girl and her dog. No better friends than a girl and her dog. A boy and his dog, a girl and her dog. No better friends than two kids and their dogs.
So walking the dog. Lindas todas in a row, walking the dog.
Welcome back, folks. Me and the dogs. Boy, we have been having such a good time this morning celebrating our canine friends, celebrating dogs and all of their wonderful names and all of their wonderful ways. You never know what you'll find if you look. Right, guys? Yeah, that's what the dogs have been teaching me. You know, the wonderful curiosity that they have. Always sniffing around and looking for new adventures and ready to go on new adventures. Yeah, we've been having a great time here. I've been dancing around the studio, so I'm just catching my breath here. I hope you've been dancing, too. There has been some awesome music. In fact, I didn't realize dogs like to dance so much. I counted two tap dancing references in today's show. Tap dancing and dogs. Who knew there'd be two different references to tap dancing when we're singing about dogs? And a tango, a dog, lonely dog tango. I know that was such a cute song, wasn't it? About the dog howling at everything when his humans are out in the world doing their stuff. I know, that's a sad time for doggies when they have to stay home alone. I know, they want to go everywhere with us, don't they? Because they're curious. Yes, absolutely. We've been celebrating all of the doggy ways, and dogs, I love it. They're so honest. You know, they actually didn't mind that we talked about, you know, some of the other doggy ways besides faithfulness and curiosity and adventure-loving, you know, behavior. We also see things like eating like a hog. Yeah, they admitted. Yep, they like to eat just about everything, especially what you're eating. And dirty dogs dig Dad's daffodils. That was a shout out to Dad's daffodils there. I really like that song, Dirty Dogs, right? And yeah, they get dog dirty and stinky and, you know, but they're totally honest about it. That's what's so great about dogs. And just like that song said about Dad's daffodils, I still love you so, right? Because dogs love to remind us that nobody's perfect. And if we give her love, she'll give it back. Yeah, because that's how doggies are. Oh, well, I'm so glad that you guys joined me and the pups here today. They're learning to howl. They're working on it. I hope you're learning to howl out there, too. And having a great Saturday. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll have you back next week. We're going to keep celebrating everything that we celebrate here on Amy's Kids Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 on WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick. Thank you for the new antenna. Yes, did you guys hear? The listeners rallied, and we are back in business here at WGDR. Thank you to everybody who supports WGDR and keeps us on the air. I am so grateful to come in here every week and play with my animal friends. All right, we all say goodbye. Have a great Saturday. Thanks for joining me.
Okay, boys and girls, here's a song about your favorite dog and mine. You know the one. Bingo. You ready? Here we go. There was a farmer had a dog, and Bingo was his name. Oh, B-I-N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name. Oh, there was a farmer had a dog, and Bingo was his name. Oh, I-N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name. Oh, there was a farmer had a dog, and Bingo was his name. Oh, N-G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name. Oh, there was a farmer had a dog, and Bingo was his name. Oh, G-O, 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 and Bingo was his name. Oh, there was a farmer.